The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Just mindfulness practice. That the practice of mindfulness is to pay attention to the present moment, to give some kind of heightened recognition, awareness, registering of what's actually happening when it's happening in the present moment. And it means not succumbing, not getting lost in thoughts that take you out of the present moment, but really to kind of, if you use the analogy of swimming in water, every once in a while we go under the water and we can't see what's above the water, and then we surface and break the surface and we come out of the water and we can look around and see what's happening. So, in a sense, you know, we might be interesting underwater, but the world that we live in is more, around. So we get lost in thought, and then we want to surface and, have the clarity that comes when we look around, we come out of the water and see what's happening. So here in the present moment. And one of the important supports for mindfulness practice, for any kind of meditation practice, is to have a soft mind, a soft, receptive awareness. So the idea of having, forcing yourself or bearing or, kind of resisting something or jerking yourself around or feeling upset that you're lost in thought once again and kind of forcefully bring yourself back, tends to support a kind of a hard mind or a contracted mind. And what we're looking for is a soft mind. And it turns out that the kind of receptivity or that a soft, open mind is more conducive to heightened clarity and awareness than the usual kind of forcing ourselves to do things. Or some people are workers, and they think when they're given a task to do, they have to work hard and try hard. And it's almost counterintuitive sometimes, this practice, in that we almost want to, if you find yourself lost in thought, you almost want to do less rather than more. Less meaning you want to stop being lost in thought, but you want to just let go, relax, soften up, become receptive again, and as a more like you're doing less than it is like doing more. And in that less, then the natural awareness of the mind has a function, has a opportunity to operate. The mind will be aware, will be pay attention if it's not either lost in thought or contracted and tight to preoccupied by something. So you might this morning, as you practice sitting and walking meditation, see if the idea of being receptive and being soft in how you're aware might support you as you go through here through the day. And the art of it is to do it often enough. it isn't so much that it doesn't help, but what helps is to have a soft, open, receptive mind frequently. See, the mind gets off, wanders off, and you come back and do it again. And with time, the mind settles in, and hopefully it supports you through the day. Thank you.